Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Can I just say, and Nick brought it up in the break, and he's absolutely right, I love you guys. I love the people that have our back all the time.
Now it's weird.
No, not you personally. You know I don't love you.
Are you
drunk? I'm saying the listeners, the fact that they come to our, they always got our backs, which is great. And you know what? Sometimes we disagree. Just like, you know, Scott in Deer Park, if we disagree on something with U of H or Cody in the Bills. It doesn't matter. El Jefe, all you guys, we love you. Thanks for always having our back. It's fun.
Hey.
Nick and I said we don't want to make the whole show about the election.
Nick.
But Barry does. So you never know. We'll have to see which way this thing goes.
I'm drunk, and I love you guys.
I thought you were doing Harry Carey there for a second.
I did too. I thought he was trying to do the Harry Carey.
Joel's drunk. That's awesome. I just want to say,
hey,
you're so cute.
Check out the comedian who wants to talk about the election.
Okay. Thanks to Barry, we want to take Willie in Pearland. Hey, Willie. You want to talk about the election.
Chris.
Let's go.
Hello, guys.
Willie, what's up,
Willie?
Man?
All right. I can't even tell him what you guys are talking about, so if I'm a little off here, I apologize. But, you know, with the whole election process, basically I vote. I'm a black male, 31. And I vote basically out of respect of what those before me have done to earn me the right to vote. But I don't necessarily believe in the process. But the part that I don't believe in, I mean, I guess I have to take my shot in the dark and vote. But I think the real problem here is parents in my age group, the impression that are being put on the kids. Like, I have a 8-year-old. She comes home, and she tells me, hey, Little Joe Stuff, you said that Hillary's evil, and I think it's sad that as parents that we're breeding hate into our kids, and to see it firsthand shows you that a lot of what's wrong with the country is being bred from, you know, the ground up by, you know, irresponsible parents. And I think that's, you know, a bigger issue than whether we're going to have Hillary or Trump. Thanks, guys. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, man, that's a great point, man. You know, hate, I don't think I want to say things like hate is learned. It's taught and it's learned. But, yeah, when you've got kids, man, I don't think kids care about politics. And if you've got young kids going to school saying that Hillary's evil, that's just, you know, my dad was like that, though. My dad's a staunch Republican. And my voting record would show you that I'm pretty much a moderate. I voted for, you know, Bush.
Is that because you never voted?
I voted for Bush twice. I voted for Clinton. I voted for Obama once. I abstained from the last election because I didn't like what he did, but I didn't like my choice for Republican candidate. And it's why I haven't voted again. I don't like my choices.
I think the biggest the word you're using right there, hate. We're talking about a lot of things that shouldn't play into it to this level, and it is. That's what makes it so just
It's
filthy.
Really sad, man. It's like I said going to the break, and this is why I think I'm so disenfranchised with American politics is because people are unwilling to compromise. And that divide becomes greater every time we have an election or we go through this or an important subject comes up. Because I think people have forgotten the art of compromise. They're too worried about being right.
Yep. And look, that translates. That's why I brought up yesterday's show, because it translates in everything that we do.
Yeah.
And it becomes the norm, and everybody feels like they have to win and they have to be definitively their way right. And it just doesn't have to be that way.
Yeah.
But when you're talking about election, but you're talking about a lot of hatred, a lot of people that, you know, and it's affecting your kids, and you're basically picking the lesser of two evils instead of one that has a lot more positive traits, or like you said, that just follows the beliefs that you've had and your family's had for a long period of time, then we're getting completely away from why we have general elections in the first place and that it'd have a democracy. And that's what makes it really, really kind of, it's taxing, it weighs on you. And again, it's a relief that one way or another, this thing's finally over. And it's whoever wins is going to be ours to deal with for the next 4 years.
Yep.
Pretty simple that way. All right, you call it, Barry. Which one?
DJ Hollygrove.
DJ, what's up, man?
Hey, man. First of all, whoever did that Harry Carey was spot on.
That was Joe.
Reminded me of Will Ferrell's Harry Carey.
Thank you, buddy. And, I appreciate it.
Man, my thing is, this is awesome. I just feel like this is going to go regardless. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hate that when I hear, not saying y'all in particular, but I see on Twitter today and Facebook, oh, I'm not voting because I don't like this candidate or that candidate. Like, a lot of people must be confused and think there's only two-party candidates. You know, me personally, I didn't say who I voted for. I voted for Johnson, and I stand behind him. Even though he has, no chance of winning because the masses are blind to his actual, politics and what he wants to do. You know, he actually has him and Jill Stein has, some good things they want to do. Everybody's so blinded by Hillary and Donald, it's asinine to me. I really wish that people would, actually take the time to research this as well, because this is our livelihood. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm 24 years old, like, the kids that are coming up now are about to grow up and have to deal with these candidates, in the next couple of years. You know, my little brother's just on 18. This is his first time voting. And I told him, don't just vote, for him because, we came up, Democratic and everything. You need to actually go look at the candidates.
Good for you, man. That's the thing is, so many people are, again, they're registered Democrats. I'm going to vote Democratic, straight ticket Democrat, no matter what. Or they're going to vote straight ticket Republican, no matter what.
Right.
And that's the true disservice that they think that they're, I'm a good American. Actually, you're not. If you vote straight ticket, to me, in my opinion, send me your hate texts and your hate tweets. But if you're voting straight ticket anything, it's not American at all, because you should be looking at each candidate, and that should be
just doing the best you can to educate yourself.
Yeah, educate yourselves and make the decisions based off of what each candidate brings to the table, because believe it or not, there are some Republicans that lean towards the middle and lean left and vice versa.
I agree with you. And that was what I took pride in the most, was being well versed in all of the issues, whether it be Proposition 1 or whether it be a certain race, because I don't want to vote and just say, I don't know, so I'm just going to vote this way. That's just something. Yeah, I know we both laughed at different times about
Josh
the same
boss.
No, TJ Shepherd has the greatest tweet.
Is it possible to get a caller that isn't calling from inside the Batcave?
Yeah.
I don't know.
By the way,
is he calling from?
I vote you guys get better cell phones.
Here's the thing: if the next caller is Alfred from the Batcave, we all have to be a little bit more concerned than we are right now. But at the same time, look, it's different for me in Fort Bend County because we just moved there. So I don't know. I know the Houston area, the Harris County issues, and now I don't vote on them. So it's different. But at the same time, look, I just keep saying, look, the biggest thing is that if we're talking about hatred and the lesser of two evils, instead of really breaking down issues and positions and things like that, it's a sad day in politics in the United States.
Yeah. Trevor also said, what if the Republican nominee had to have a Democratic VP and the reverse, Democrat nominee had to have a Republican? That would be pretty slick. I wouldn't mind that at all. That'd be great.
Then you'd really have a deal because of the Supreme Court. Because then it would be like, who wins out there? But, again, a lot of things are lost in the fact that, and again, I don't want to get too political, but who gets control of the Senate?
Too late.
Yeah, I know. And who gets – you're winning. But whoever, and you're not voting, but you're winning this election.
Yeah.
Whoever gets control of the Senate, that's another big deal. But that's all being washed aside because of the fact that this presidential race is such a huge deal.
That is the other thing that I find hilarious, is that there is limited power with the presidency anyways. But people that are saying that they're leaving the country if Hillary is elected, or they're leaving the country if Trump is elected, are the same people that said they were going to do that when Obama was elected.
Exactly.
And the same people that 100%. Said they would do that when Bush was elected a second time.
I just got off the phone with a friend that just said the exact
same
thing.
It's insane.
I was like, come on.
It's checks and balances. Settle down a little bit.
Well, at least Canada's happy because their population will go up.
We did get a text that said, Barry, it might not be for some people when I talked about being proud of who you voted for or whatever. Somebody said, Barry, might not, but for some people it matters. Like, I went on a date with a girl. We hit it off really well, got into bed, but then I noticed that her second toe was way longer than her big toe. For some people, that toe is a deal breaker. The toe is voting for some people, Barry. This is the text I was laughing at the break. I don't have a problem with the longer second toe. I have a problem if the second toe is way shorter. That's creepy. That's really weird.
I'm okay with both.
Yeah.
No, there's a lot of people that aren't, though. He's absolutely right.
No. I'm fine with the longer second toe. It's the shorter one that weirds me out.
But there's certain things that weird out people all the time.
Yeah.
And by the way, Nick, you've got to try on YouTube or somewhere else. Find Snagglepuss's laugh from back in the day in cartoons. Because when Barry gets going, they're pretty close.
Pretty similar?
Huh? Yeah, just let you know.
What?
Hey, we got a lot more show to go, and Barry's going to be dialed in for another almost 2 hours. So you should be too. ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
So maybe we've got a different topic that might spark some interest amongst you guys. Deal breakers. Barry went to the longer second toe comment, and it seemed to generate some interest.
Well, that was the text. That's not my deal breaker.
I'm not saying it's yours personally.
Yeah.
Let me be clear, because otherwise you're going to say that I'm calling out something you didn't say. You didn't say that, but you did point out, and people started chiming in. And I know, let's just say from experience, and I'm not going to get into details, but I know that there are people that have deal breakers like that about certain things. Some people, that they're just grossed out by feet. Some people, if they smell any hint of B.O., and it's not Brock Osweiler. I mean, there's lots of things. If you got deal breakers, I guess we'll take those two. But, you know, we're an equal opportunity show.
Well, what's your deal breaker then? You're bringing it up.
I didn't say I personally have one.
Oh, no. No, you bring it up. You have one? You brought it up.
No. Nick brought it up, actually.
I brought it up.
But you were defensive about the fact that I tried to call out you for one that you didn't say, so maybe you have one.
No.
Maybe height?
Yeah, I have a deal breaker.
How about height? Someone taller than you. That's a deal breaker.
Not for me.
Nah. Come on, Nick. If you had a Victoria's Secret model and she's taller
than you?
She's a solid
foot taller than you.
That's a problem?
She's like 6'5".
So you're about chest level. Where's the problem?
That's a deal breaker for me.
Why?
You can motorboat.
I got to be taller.
That's just a weird thing you have?
You got a built-in motorboat. You don't even have to have transportation or donate it for cars
for
kids.
That's just my thing.
So you have a thing where you won't date, even if she's just absolutely gorgeous.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, just phenomenally
You won't date her if she's taller than you?
6'5"? 6'5"? Yeah. That's ridiculous.
Okay, forget it. Okay, let's not even go 6'5".
You ain't got to play her one-on-one.
Well, you wouldn't date a girl taller than you? Say by a couple inches.
A couple inches, maybe, but probably no, honestly.
Basically, she's probably saying the same thing about you. If it's a couple inches, probably not.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, just throwing it out there. Yeah. So, okay, Mr. Wonderful, do you have anything that is a deal breaker for you? Armpit hair?
I'm trying to think. No, that wouldn't be a deal breaker for me. I'll give it some thought.
Yeah, I think I got
to
put
it. I'm trying to think of what, like...
A girl that washes her hands as frequently as Raheel does?
Or a girl that doesn't wash her hands after using the bathroom in his house?
I don't know. Probably
dirty,
not.
Dirty.
Neither? I don't know. I don't know what my deal breaker would be. I think if I say it, though, it might be offensive. Oh, I'll say it. Like, if she's just really fat, that's a deal breaker.
So you're not into the summer catch thing?
Like, if she's, you know.
You saw the movie Summer Catch?
No.
The best player, the center fielder? He had a thing for the big husky girls.
Yeah. No. I mean, I don't mind husky. Not my thing. There are some people that are... You know, chubby chasers that like the really large women. Not my thing.
Sir Chomps-a-Lot. We can't say all of Sir Chomps-a-Lot's text
Easy
tweets.
For you to say.
Yeah, but he says I can't do muffin tops.
Oh, now you're being picky.
Well, but you kind of are too. That's kind of in line with what you said.
No, if she's three bills.
Well, there is a difference there.
That's what I'm talking about. That's definitely a deal breaker for me. But some people love that, and more power to them.
Nick, you could just get elevator shoes. I don't know how you're going to walk away from a Victoria's Secret model because she's taller than you.
I don't know, man. Height for me is just been one of my things.
This is a very weird text.
One of your things? There's more?
There's a text that came in that said, shorter? Y'all are crazy. Think of the kids. You want the anxiety of having to worry if your kids are going to come out anatomically incorrect with sloth toes? I have small feet, Barry, so even if they get alien toes, they'll never be Michael Phelps. There's no benefit. That's a weird. I wasn't the one talking about small feet, but
see, Josh, like, no, a boss, agrees with me.
You brought it up, like, actually, they translate to small feet. You're right. You brought up the toe.
Yeah, Joel. This is Vince. Smokers is a deal breaker.
There I agree go. With that.
100%.
150%. There it is. There's
as,
mine too.
As a former smoker, I don't mind it.
How was Topol, by the way? Does it work?
I have had my teeth whitened.
No, I'm saying, but Topol has always been the tooth polish that gets rid of the brown, crusty.
No, I didn't use that. Oh. Now, if she was super hot, like a dime, like just 10 out of 10, and she smoked,
yeah,
you're telling me that that would be your deal breaker.
Absolutely. I'm walking.
Yeah, yep, for sure.
Y'all are liars.
Actually, no, I know what you wanted to bring up.
Short of her having a penis, you're not walking on a 10. I don't care what's wrong with her. If she can have all toes, like, different sizes, you're not walking on a 10 if she smokes.
I might.
You're going to Nick, I'm with you. I'm absolutely with you.
You're going to show up with a pack of Cools and some roses and a three-pack of condoms if she's a 10. Don't even try it.
I disagree.
Now I remember what you wanted to bring up earlier.
What?
I'm not gonna.
Yeah. Okay. Here's
it.
One.
You gotta go there now.
What if she's got the gotcha eye? What if she's got the one lazy eye? That one gotcha eye. You know what a gotcha
like
eye
the,
is, right?
Yeah, like the Garfield. It's the one eye. Like you can actually have a stare down with two people at the same time.
One eye is looking forward, and one eye is like gotcha because it's over there on the left, like spying.
But
on
she's
you.
Hot.
But she's hot.
She's incredibly
10 out of 10
hot.
10 with a gotcha eye.
I might take the gotcha eye.
What are you gonna do, Nick? Buy her some sunglasses? I'm just asking a question.
Hey, girl, put this patch on.
Come on, man. Right. And by the way, it had to happen this way, but guess who's on hold?
Yeah.
Without looking at the board, or did you look at the board? Okay.
Somebody said orangutan.
Orangutan, what?
What?
I said, I don't know if I can say the word. You just dump me if you need to.
I'm just going to dump you anyway.
I don't know. All right. Well, it's the, I don't know. Can you say nips? Is that
yeah, you can.
I can say that. Well, I just did. But somebody said orangutan nips was a thing.
What does that mean? That they're hairy?
I dated a girl with hairy nips once. And so I will say that was not a deal breaker. Believe it or not.
What about a third nipple?
Was not a deal breaker. Although I will
say. What about a third nipple?
No. Okay. I will say this. Ladies, if you're listening and you do have hairy nipples, that is something you should warn him about before the first makeout session. Because that is not something you want to find out about in the
first
makeup session.
So you're implying in the first makeout session that you're absolutely getting your on-base percentage up?
I just want to know. Because I don't want to be like, no. Too late. Is there a problem? Yeah. I feel like I'm making out with my uncle right now.
The Dollar Shave Club needs to be called immediately. Like, I mean, what's going on?
Yeah. Like, you shouldn't just have their shirt off. I'd be like, No, that's not. You got to warn us first. And then it's not a deal breaker. Because if I know, that's fine. But if you don't warn me, deal breaker. Got it. Wow. No, that's a thing. Somebody said, if she's got a penis, that's a deal breaker. Yeah.
I would think so. Yeah.
Hey. Oh, that's a nice choker. It hides my Adam's apple.
I was going to say, the Adam's apple
never
comes into play.
Yeah. We're not getting cowboy boots or a deal breaker? What? Smoke smell is horrible.
Yeah, it is.
As long as the toes ain't crooked, who cares? I guess.
Yeah, Scott Deer Park says, really, small people are your thing? Come on, Nick.
Yeah, I didn't say Nick, small people are my thing. I'm just saying taller people are not my thing. That's all I'm saying.
So essentially, small people are because you're a small person. Is that what you're saying?
No.
I'm just asking a question again. Now you guys can't see the faces Nick's making at me through the window.
When I asked about the gotcha eye, Joe texted in. I tell her it's over because apparently we can't see eye to eye.
That's pretty good. Or someone would be playing dad joke right about now. The non-spelling Dell would probably be playing dad joke music right now.
Yeah.
Over that.
Yeah. Yeah, you did get a tweet about somebody really likes the show, even if your jokes are corny.
That's fine. That was earlier.
Yeah.
It's great. As long as you keep listening, that's great. Okay.
Somebody said depends on what she's smoking. That was from T-Bone. All right.
Someone named T-Bone is dealing with that.
Yeah, let's take the call.
Your DJ. Choice. Call it.
DJ, you've been holding the longest. What's up, DJ?
Yeah, my concern was my deal break would be whoever's going to be elected president, will they be able to get Congress to even get to work, whether it be for the country or for their area? Will they be able to get them to come to work one day? You know, they had an average of about 70 days off last year. Wow. How many days I get off a year? Not that many. That's my concern.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, it's a great point, man, because, you know, like I was saying, there's the whole, oh, well, the president doesn't have nearly as much power as people like to pretend they do. Right. It's Congress that's obviously making a lot of decisions for us, and they don't work a lot. And there's gridlock. And I'm with you, DJ. I'd like to see them work more. Less raises, too.
Part of me also wants to see if Trump would win, would he really do what he threatened to do to Hillary? I mean, I just think all of this is such hot air. Just talk. Just focus on what needs to be done, which is make the country better. That's mm-hmm. what you should need to be focused on. Not getting Hillary arrested or anything else or whatever everybody's threats are.
El Jefe said, Rangers fan, deal breaker. Mavs fan, deal breaker.
Spurs fan, deal breaker. Yeah. No, not with El Jefe.
Somebody said, deep voice, that's a deal breaker. Yeah. Super Harry.
Hey, Lauren
Pope said Super Harry. So I'm guessing, Lauren, that you can't have a man that's Super Harry, right? Now, the question is, is it like all over?
Is it ZZ Top below the equator? Is that a problem too? I'm just asking a question again.
Yeah.
All right. We're getting late for a break. So let's take one. We'll come back with much, much more, including Barry plays chicken with the phone board to figure out.
What?
Should we stay?
I do.
Or should he go? That and more, ESPN 97.5.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Quite simply, you guys are the best. Yeah. I'm not going to say love anymore, but the tweets we get and some of the humor in them, phenomenal. Some of the time we can't even share them on the air. We're still laughing.
Sure.
They're great, so keep them coming. Don't worry about whether they make the air or not, because just the contributions by the fact that you keep us laughing, fantastic.
Yeah, Matt Hibbert, I believe, is the one you're bringing up now. He said, if she puts her finger in your bum
during sexy time,
yeah,
and you're not on the road in El Paso during a comedy show,
you're not in Fort Worth greeting fans after a show, yeah, that's a deal breaker.
Yep, that's an exit only doorbell, sir. I mean, ma'am.
yeah.
Freudian slip. You know.
So Lauren did verify. Yes, lots of body hair in general is a big no.
So she prefers manscaping.
Yeah,
yeah, pretty much.
Yeah,
with you, weed whacker.
What? I am not hairy at all. Like, I don't know if it's like, you know, you hear some people say, well, I'm not hairy because I have Indian in my blood. I don't know if that's the case. I'm just not hairy. Like, I can't grow a beard. I don't have hairy arms. Like, I don't have hairy legs. I'm in good shape. You can grow a beard.
You just won't, because it would deflect your image when you're on stage.
No. I can't grow a beard. Like, this goatee that you see is it. Like, I get patches. It looks like my, if I tried to grow a beard out, it would look like my lawn looks right now. Like, there's dead spots all over the place.
I'm the exact same way. So.
Yeah, I can't. Look so at I just
your face.
Don't
How can
try.
You say that? Right now, people can't see
well,
you.
Well, I mean, like a
You've
complete
got like a,
beard.
You've got like 11:30 at night shadow.
Well, Joel knows what I'm talking about.
I know about what?
Like, I can't grow a complete beard. I have patches
could.
As well.
Yeah.
I could, but I don't like that I have right on my chin one patch that's gray, and it ticks me off, so I don't do it anymore.
Dr. Dre
I used to have a goatee all the time.
By the way, Dr. Dre on 290 said smoking is a deal breaker as well.
I totally agree.
I still say if she's a 10.
Nick agrees, too.
I say if she's a 10, you're not kicking her out. All right, let's just do this. I feel bad that he's on hold.
Nick, can we play Should I Stay or Should I Go? Because essentially this is what it comes down to. Kurt Lowe, welcome to the show. Please realize, based on what you say, you are vulnerable now. Uh-oh. You are open to not only interpretation.
He's the person we need to get us back on track.
All right, Kurt Lowe, bring it. Let's go.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, first off, with the Hillary and Trump campaign, man, you got to be some damn fools if you out there voting on these people, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's really bad if America is putting these two in charge.
Thank you.
Well, you did a good job making sure you're on Barry's good side. Now go ahead.
Yeah. I'm glad we took this
call.
Okay,
great. First, I wanted to say, and second of all, I wanted to say that I wouldn't pay no attention to last night's win, because they beat a terrible team. You know what I'm saying? And the defense still looks bad. I don't know who in the hell thought that starting Corey Brewer
into the starting lineup with everybody in Houston don't even want this guy on his team, and had the nerve to start him in up the pace.
Yeah.
What the hell is going on with this place, hey, man? You know what I'm saying?
Curtlo, what when you go to the grocery store lately, have you noticed that on the backs of milk cartons now, Corey Brewer's game is on the back of them because they can't find it? I don't know what happened to this guy once he signed the big contract, but he was actually a really good rotational contributor to those McHale teams of 2 years ago. Really was a huge reason why they came back and beat the Clippers in Game 6. And since he got that contract, he has just been awful.
Corey Brewer is to the Rockets what your boy in left field was to the Astros. I'm blanking on his name. Colby Rasmus.
I'm not laminacking on your name.
Is what Colby Rasmus is to the Astros.
I think it's
the
worse.
But he had the one good year, but he regressed to his mean.
True, but he also had vertigo.
He shot lights out. Corey Brewer did for a while from 3-point land, and that was the exception, not the norm for him. And he got a contract off of that, and now he's just a guy that runs up and down the court all wild, and every once in a while gets a steal and a bucket.
Curly, you know what really bothered me? The final minute, because of the fact that they had a 9-point lead and could have put this thing away easily just by getting fouled and making shots. They threw the ball away 3 times in the final minute and made it a ball game to where if Washington doesn't get a John Wall technical and shoot themselves in the foot, we might have been headed to overtime. That's not the sign of a team that is a championship caliber, let alone a playoff caliber team, because if you do that a couple times during the course of a season, it will not only bite you, but it will bite you in a way that either you don't make the playoffs or it costs you a position in the playoffs, and you can't do that.
Oh, absolutely, Joey. And you know, the thing is, turnovers is the killer of any team. There's teams that live off turnovers, like the Golden State Warriors, the Clippers. That's why the Rockets are such a bad matchup for some of these teams out there. You know what I'm saying? Because they will get exposed, especially on defense. You're gonna go against this Golden State Warriors team pretty soon. And then the San Antonio. Oh, wait, no. San Antonio coming up.
Yep.
There's going to be a blowout over there in San Antonio because they're going to play defense and they're going to make their offense look terrible. And one thing about Corey Brewer, somebody tell me why this guy can't make a damn layup. You know what I'm saying? Every time I see him go to the lane, he just throw the damn ball up there and never makes a layup. Who the hell can't make a layup in the NBA, man? Please tell me this, man, because I'm really frustrated with this. Every time I see him go to the hole, he just throws the ball up in the air. Why? Why can't you make him a layup?
I think your guy Clint Capella's got a little of that in the fact that Clint Capella, I wish he would dunk every time he gets the ball because – He doesn't have a lot of touch and feel around the basket, and a lot of times he tries to finger roll and flip it up and play the glass, and it just he misses more than he makes. And I said it from the time I was doing the games and he came into the league, he should try and dunk everything because he just doesn't have any touch around the basket. But the fact of the matter is that until he gets some low post moves and they find at least one player that has some low post potential, you're not going to run everybody into the ground. And certain teams, like he mentioned, San Antonio coming up, they are going to play suffocation defense. Well, they're going to force you to change the tempo and play half court, and they're going to suck the life out of you.
Well, and they present matchup problems because they're so big. I mean, San Antonio is a tall team.
You talk about teams that has post players. Yeah, absolutely.
And the Rockets, I mean, they already struggle to rebound as it is, and they struggle down low.
Let me ask you a question, Barry. We talked about Harden, and I said that he was going to have an MVP-like season. Now, his assists are way up and his points are way up. Yep.
Wasn't this 30 and 10? Four games in a row? First time since Jordan in 89.
Yep. Absolutely right.
Or 92.
So are you okay with his high turnover mark, which people weren't okay with last year, but are you more apt to accept the high turnovers as long as he keeps putting up those other numbers with assists and points?
Yes. And the reason why is because as long as the assist to turnover ratio is where it should be, then that's fine. Because now that he's handling the ball, and now that the ball is in his hands every trip down the court, well, it was almost like that last year. But now that he is the point guard and running the offense, his assist number or his turnover numbers are going to be up even more. So I'm okay with it if his assists go up as well. So if that ratio stays where it should be, you know, 2-1 or whatever.
It's
still a decent ratio.
It's decent.
It's still a decent ratio.
And
I'm okay with it right
for now because it's still early in the year, early in a new system, early in them trying to iron out some wrinkles. But I think over the course of the season, it's got to come down. The turnovers have to come down per game, even though everything else is up, because it's going to affect the team in terms of execution late in crunch time. That's when you're going to see it be a problem. But for now, I'm okay with it.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark, stay where you are, and we will get to you in just a minute. But for right now, I want to tell all you guys about Houston Can Cars for Kids program. It's a great program. I've been telling you about this for a couple months now, and it's something that is very well worth your time. If you've got an old clunker and it's not even running, it could be running, it could not be. If it's a boat, a motorcycle, a trailer, a car, it doesn't matter. If it's just collecting dust and or taking up space in your driveway, your garage, your storage unit, it's time to get rid of it and do something good that makes a difference in another kid's life. All you have to do is make sure that you pick up the phone and call 713-225-4226 or get on to HoustonCarsForKids.com and make sure that you tell them, hey, I've got a vehicle or a trailer, something that you guys can use. Come pick it up. That's all you have to do. At that point, your job is over. They do the rest. They come to you. They tow it away. They fill out the paperwork. They actually get you a tax deduction. And they drive off into the sunset. And what you don't realize is it's not over once they do that. Because once they do that, they turn that car, boat, RV, trailer, or motorcycle into an opportunity for a Houston kid that may not have done what they needed to do with the first chance they got, whether it be going to school or getting an education or doing something with their life. What I mean by that is they take these vehicles and they turn it into the revenue that allows them to get bus passes for kids or hot meals or books or glasses. Things that make a difference so that these kids can succeed and make something of their life. And at the end of the day, that is a huge, huge positive. It's a positive for the community. It's a positive for you because you're making a difference. If you were going to sell it anyway, look, you probably get as much or more in a tax deduction just by donating it to Houston Can's Cars for Kids program. Please do what I ask you to do. 713-225-4226 or HoustonCarsForKids.com. Check out the program. Mention you heard it here on ESPN 97.5. And remember, right off the car, not the kid.
ESPN 97.5.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Hey, we've transitioned from Election Day to the Rockets. Kurt Lowe got us off to what I would say is a fairly decent
start. He did his job.
Yeah.
He did good. Yeah. I like the fact that he brought up Corey Brewer starting because that was something I wanted to talk about. Because I don't really get the logic behind it. And I'm open to feedback on this. But I don't think that it makes sense to me because your starters are your best five players at
Not
each
necessarily
position.
True.
At each position.
Not necessarily true.
Okay, so you're one of your best players on the bench, a la Sam Cassell, back in the day.
Yeah,
right?
certain coaches, based on their system, and the fact that certain players are going to dominate the ball so much,
sure,
that they'll put one of their better players on the bench so their second unit is stronger.
Sure. So that was the case back in the day with Sam Cassell. He was not a starter.
Eric Gordon, when he was in New Orleans, a lot of times, same thing.
And so that's what I think the point was. And during the broadcast last night, your buddy,
Craig Ackerman,
said that, truth be told, this was the plan all along, was to have Eric Gordon come off the bench with the second unit. The problem is, during the game, Eric Gordon was the only substitution, and out goes Corey Brewer, in comes Eric Gordon, and he's on the floor with James Harden and the rest of the starting unit. So I get that at some point they kind of rotate out and rotate in, and Eric Gordon stayed on the floor when Harden left for a little while. But if they're playing on the floor at the same time, doesn't that defeat the purpose? Why not just run them out there and build your lead that way?
Yeah, here's the thing on that. And it's because the second unit has no shooters anywhere.
But the points are the same. It doesn't matter if the points come when he's on the floor with Harden.
But they're easier to get when Harden is the point guard drawing the double teams and sucking in the defense, then kicking it out to Anderson and to Gordon, who can knock down shots. The problem is when Harden's out and Gordon comes in, if he's with the second unit, the problem is that because no one's facilitating and getting him the open shots, now you're really draining Eric Gordon because you're either expecting him to also handle the ball and create his own, which he's not very good at.
No, Ennis would handle the ball.
Then Tyler Ennis has to be a guy. And what you'll see is a lot of sagging defenses where they either deny the ball from Eric Gordon or they double down on Eric Gordon and say, Tyler Ennis, we know you can't shoot, so we'll challenge you and live with it rather than let Eric Gordon get shots.
But Gordon isn't the facilitator. Gordon is one of the guys that finds a spot on the wing and sets up behind the three-point line so that he can get the kick out or the pass or whatever,
but you're
right?
Missing my point. You can't with James Harden, you can't sag because James can shoot.
Sure.
With Tyler Ennis, you not only can sag, but you can rely on your big men to shut down the middle, and you can double on Gordon on the wing.
You're still going to sag if Corey Brewer's on, because no one's guarding Corey Brewer at the three-point line. So now I don't have to respect Corey Brewer, just like I don't have to respect Tyler Ennis. So the point is, if James Harden is on the floor and you have to guard Harden, you don't have to guard Brewer, so that whoever his defender is obviously going to sag.
Well, the problem here is, too, is because in years past, Corey Brewer was known as a plus-plus defender.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure he's stopping anybody anymore either.
No, he's not.
So, essentially, he's just taking up space, whereas before, he used to be a great finisher on the break, and if they were playing it at a breakneck speed, it fits his game perfectly, which is why I think D'Antoni was excited about the fact of keeping Corey Brewer on the roster.
So he can run.
Because the fact that, yeah, if they get out and play that up-tempo fast break, then he's perfect for it. But, you know, to Kurt Lowe's point, he's not even making layups anymore, which is a problem. He's not defending, which is a problem. So essentially, he's a liability more than he has any kind of plus-plus anywhere that helps you out. But I think because the second unit is so depleted of shooters, and because you have to be so worried about the health of Gordon and Anderson, because while they're healthy, that starting five is extremely well orchestrated from the standpoint of you take Corey Brewer out of the mix, but you go with the starting five they had been starting. It's perfect because you can't sag on James. If you double team him, you're going to get killed because those two guys are going to light you up, and you have just enough big men size to get rebounds and make sure that they handle the glass to some degree.
Oh, but I don't know about that. I'll disagree with you on that. I don't think I don't think their rebound numbers are.
No, I said just enough. Because if you play that tempo,
oh, okay.
If you play that fast,
yeah.
You've got just enough with Capella and a little bit of Ryan Anderson
killed.
To grab a couple of rebounds.
The Bullets were
killing
them. But
overall, right, well, if the Bullets were playing. But because the Wizards did it, it was different.
I mean, the Wizards.
Yeah, but at the same time, that's what, you know, Nene was supposed to be a guy that at least could give you more of that physical presence, low post presence, and also some rebounds. He looks like they got exactly what they paid for, which is not a good thing if you're the Rockets. But what you're going to see in the San Antonio game, which Rockets fans should be fearful of, is exactly what Kurt Lowe started to allude to. You're going to see a team that's going to force a different style of play, a slower tempo, and a half-court game on the Rockets, and it's going to be real interesting to see how they try and adapt. And if they either try and force it down their throat anyway and run with San Antonio and see if you can get those old legs to try and run a little bit more. But I think if they can't, it could be devastating in the fact that you'll see a blowout because of the fact that they can't alter their style of play to play when other teams slow it down.
Yeah, but, so what do you do? I mean, obviously, if you try to go small, there's really no point in going small against somebody like San Antonio because you can't go big. You're not going to be able to match their size, right? And if they try to make it a half-court game. So you need to play to your strength and try to run.
Right.
But then the question is, you really just have to go with your starters because if you try to say, well, if you try to take Capella out, he's a 6'10 center. You're already going small as with him down low as your center. So
yeah, I mean,
I think you got to just try to
run. Here's the thing that San Antonio is going to do. Greg Popovich, I am putting Kawhi Leonard on James Harden.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, basically, my bigs are still athletic enough now that Duncan's not there because Gasol can still move, because LaMarcus Aldridge can move. I'm going to put a decent defender, even if it doesn't matter who it is, when Eric Gordon's in the game. But any of my bigs can get a hand up on Ryan Anderson. And as long as Kawhi Leonard is all over James Harden, the Rockets are going to have huge problems, especially if Corey Brewer's in the lineup.
Well, that's my point. Against San Antonio, I certainly would not start Corey Brewer.
I would hope not.
I would have Eric Gordon in my starting five. And then that way you present at least some sort of a matchup problem for the San Antonio Spurs. They've got to guard three shooters.
And to people that have asked me, well, when Pat Beverly comes back, does it get better? A little, because Pat can shoot a little bit. And for the point guard position, whether he starts or comes off the bench, he's a better shooting option than Tyler Ennis. But just a little, because you still aren't surrounding the perimeter with shooters like you are when Harden has Anderson and Gordon on the floor. But it gets easier to defense the Rockets when you have at least one lockdown defender like the Spurs have, and it was size like you mentioned. If you can take a plus-plus defender like Kawhi Leonard and then at least match the bigs with some athleticism so that a fairly big guy can stick with Anderson and someone else can get a hand up on Gordon, I think you win the battle 90% of the time against the Rockets.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Hey, Mark, before the break, we want to get you in. You want to talk about Corey Brewer and Kevin McHale. What's up?
How you guys doing today?
Good, man. How are you?
One of the things that I hear a lot of people say, you know, Corey Brewer did go down, but I think Corey Brewer, you know, he's one of those guys, a lot of guys like that in the league that need a good coach behind them. You know, that's the reason why he's not a superstar. He's not even a second option guy. You know, he's one of those guys in the league that you put him with a good coach and he's going to show out and show what he can do. But if he doesn't have a coach that's really kind of helped developing him and behind him every day, which honestly, from what I'm looking at what's going on with the Rockets now, it reminds me of the end of the career with Kobe, the beginning of when Carmelo was with New York as well as when he was with Denver. All actions, all things they're doing is revolved around James Harden. They're doing anything to keep him happy, not what is needed to win. And the problem with that is you got guys on the roster who need a coach behind them. And if they're focusing everything they have on James Harden, those guys are not going to have that motivation. And the thing is, you want them to be motivated, of course, because they're paying. But the truth and reality is that's why they're not superstars. That's why they're not starters.
So I don't disagree, Mark, with some of your comments, but I disagree in the fact because Corey Brewer, Mike D'Antoni is an established coach. People respect Mike D'Antoni. A lot of people think
yes.
Mike D'Antoni and his offensive mindset and what he's been able to do to innovate the game is equal to that of when they say Norv Turner is a quarterback whisperer in football. So I think True. That's why I said Mike D'Antoni looks at Corey Brewer as a guy that should have fit his system beautifully if it's run the way it's supposed to be run, which is up-tempo, fast-breaking, because then you don't have to worry about Corey Brewer, the shooter. And I know that Corey Brewer was a McHale guy, too, and I hear what you're saying from that regard. But I think Corey Brewer, when Mike D'Antoni took the team, Corey Brewer is one of those guys he said, I don't have to worry about because he fits exactly what I want to do. It's just that Corey Brewer isn't the Corey Brewer he was thinking of when he thought about him in sure. his system.
We got a text that says, sure would be nice to have Beasley coming off the bench. Boy, howdy.
Absolutely right.
Woo!
Especially if Pat Beverly's healthy because now Tyler Ennis really isn't even in the rotation. And Beasley, who is not playing nearly what he should be playing in Milwaukee, was so effective and probably your third best player last year for the Rockets. I didn't like the trade at the time. I still don't like it now.
They really screwed the pooch letting him go. I mean, they really did. It was he was, like you said, one of the best players
the Rockets had last year.
Walk. You can't let that dude walk.
You didn't let him walk. You threw him away for nothing.
That's what
you got,
I mean.
You got a traditional point guard, which you don't need in this system because we're already not starting a traditional point guard. Why would you need one coming off the bench? Hey, Maya, I know you're next. You want to talk about it too, so we'll get you in on here. We're here till 4 o'clock, 2 in the books, 1 to go, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.